Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence afternoon sharing. Even though on schedule, apologetics will start from 3:30 to 5:30, but I want to start one session earlier.
虽然我们原本这个时间表上面说我们下午3点半才开始这个味道学的课程, 但是我想在下午先多加一堂.
And hopefully tomorrow, if we have time, we can also do role plays, right? Role plays with the adults.
那希望, 如果明天有时间的话, 我们可以来做这个实习.
And this afternoon, we'd like to be more interactive.
所以今天下午我们希望, 比较有互动。
We know after a heavy lunch and all of us sitting here, we're going to go into a food coma. Right?
直到刚吃完一个很大的午餐, 坐在这里, 可能很多人都会感到非常的困。
So that's why it's good to be interactive and share with one another.
所以如果我们下午分享可以多一点互动, 可以大家一起分享的话, 这样很好。
For example, the last night we had training, we did on homiletics. Right?
比如说上次我们来这个特别的这个讲机会的时候, 我们讲道学。
So what is homiletics?
那讲道学是什么呢?
What does homiletics mean?
讲道学是什么呢?
we are forgetful. Homiletics. Anybody remember homiletics?
有任何人记得讲道学是在说什么吗?
Homiletics? Anybody remember? What's that? I'm sorry? Okay, you say glorify God's name? Is it?
讲道学是,
oh, so what is it? Homiletics. The word homiletics, what does it mean?
那这个英文的讲道学名词, homiletics是什么意思呢?
Yes, the art of speaking sermon, a given sermon. Yes.
就是这个讲道的艺术的意思。
So now we do an apologetic.
所以今天我们要讲味道学。
So anybody know what apologetics mean?
那有任何人知道味道学是什么意思吗?
Apologetics?
味道学。
What's that? Okay, proof about Christianity. Okay.
是来证明基督教吗?
Okay. Close.
非常接近正确答案。
The word apologetics, right?
味道学这个名词。
Okay, let's go to it.
我们请翻到这个经节。
Okay. So Christian apologetic is the field of study concerned with the systematic defense of Christianity.
所以基督徒的这个味道学是这个有系统式的这个辩护基督教。
So apologetic, actually, the word itself is defense.
所以希腊文的这个味道这个名词 apologetic 是从
So the term apologetics come from the Greek word apologia, right? Apologia. Right?
所以英文 apologetic 这个名词是从希腊文的 apologia 来的,
which means in defense of.
那这个意思就是要来, 来辩护。
Of course, to prove what we study is true is okay, but to defend. This means when someone says something to us about our faith, we must know how to defend it.
说我们要来证明是可以这样子解释, 但是比较正确的说法是, 如果有人对我们说什么, 我们要知道怎么来, 来辩护, 来抵挡。
So therefore, a skilled person involved in Christian or Bible apologetics is a defender of Christianity.
所以一个人如果在这个圣经的味道学上, 很有技能的话, 他是可以来防卫基督教的。
So those who engage in Christian apologetics are called Christian apologists.
那些有参与基督教的, 味道学的人, 叫做基督教派的这些味道学者。
So apologists have based their defense of Christianity on favoring interpretation of the historical evidence, philosophical argument, scientific investigation, and other disciplines.
那味道者都是 的辩护是根据基督教里面的这个历史上的一些根据，这个不同理论上还有这个科学上的一些研究，还有其他学术上的一些东西。
Now that's why if you study theology, that's why all these kind of terminology have give you a headache, right?
So
many, right?
你要去 查这个神学，你要去学习神学的话，其实有很多这个专有名词。
Yes. In English language, Greek word apologia usually refer to asking for forgiveness for an action that's open to blame, right?
那在英文里面，我们通常用希腊文的这个 apologia 的字，都是指的要求原谅。
So in our word, when we do something that is wrong or something that we feel is not completely right, I mean open to blame, this means, oh, you know, I apologize, right? I apologize, right?
所以在英文里面，我们用这个字的时候，通常都是因为我们有做错什么事情，我们在请其他人来原谅我们，所以我们才会把这个叫做一个 apology.
But Christian apologetics are meant, however, to argue that Christianity is reasonable and in accordance with the evidence that can be examined, right?
但是基督教派里面的这个卫道学的apologetics 其实意思是要来辩护基督教其实是有非常 是有理，然后是根据证据可以来被查考的。
And now let's go to the Bible.
所以我们可以来看圣经。
The Book of Acts.
使徒行传。
The Book of Acts, chapter 20.
使徒行传第二十章。
So not 22. The book of Acts, chapter 22, verse 1. Brethren and fathers, hear my defense before you now.
第一节，诸位父兄，请听，我现在对你们分诉。
So here, when Paul was in front of the people, he said, Brethren and fathers, hear my defense before you now.
在这里我们看到保罗站在众人面前，他是说，诸位父兄请听，我现在对你们分诉。
And this defense is apologia, right?
这里讲的分诉就是卫道学。
So in Chinese, what does it say?
To defend.
To defense, or to answer, right?
所以在中文翻译也是讲说这是分诉，这是一种回答。
And also chapter 24,
我们看24章,
verse 10,
第十节,
Acts chapter 24, verse 10.
24章第十节,
Then Paul, after the governor had nodded to him to speak, answered, Inasmuch as I know that you have been for many years a judge of this nation, I do the more cheerfully answer for myself.
第十节, 巡抚点头叫保罗说话。他就说，我知道你在这国里断事多年，所以我乐意 为自己分数。
So this here in Chinese, what does it translate to? The answer, to answer, what does it say?
The same term, to defense.
Yes, to defense, right? Answer is also here, apologia is defense.
那我们看到中文翻译又再次用这个分数来讲说保罗在回答。
And then chapter 25 verse 16.
那二十五章第十六节
，and with the last half of this verse, and has opportune to answer for himself is also apologia to defense.
那在第十六节的后半段，这里又讲说为得机会分数所告他的事。
And also chapter 26 verse 24.
那二十六章二十四节
，Acts chapter 26 verse 24.
行传二十六章二十四节。
Now as he does make his defense, Fetus said with a loud voice, Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning is driving you mad.
24节这里又讲说保罗这样分述，菲斯都就大声说，保罗，你癫狂了吧？你学问太大，反叫你癫狂了。
Here, when Paul went before Fetus, he also said what? I make my defense. I make my apologia. Right.
保罗这里在这个菲斯都面前是再次说他在分述，他在做这个希腊文的 apologia.
So for example, as Christians,
所以身为基督徒,
we not only evangelize,
我们并不只是要宣道,
but also we need to defend our faith.
我们也要来辩护自己的信仰。
For example, if you know, on a basketball team,
比如说你在这个篮球队上,
of course a good offense will be good.
你打球的时候要上攻,
but a good offense without a good defense, quite often you cannot win the game.
但是你光是攻,但是没有防卫,你就没有办法赢这个球赛。
So we must look at Christianity also to be like this.
所以你在看基督教的时候也要这样子看。
It's good to know the word of God.
知道神的道是很好的。
It's also good to be defend the word of God.
但是知道怎么来辩护, 来防卫这个神的道也是好的。
Why? What happened if you and I go preach the gospel?
因为如果我们出去传福音的时候,
and people ask us about our faith,
有人问我们, 我们关于我们信仰的事情,
and we cannot answer it.
我们却没有办法回答,
this means we cannot defend our faith.
就是说我们没有办法真的来, 维护我们的信仰,
and if we cannot defend our faith,
如果我们没有办法维护我们的信仰,
then sooner or later we will compromise our faith.
我们迟早就会开始妥协,
we, sooner or later we will lose our faith.
然后迟早我们就会失去我们的信仰。
So that's why evangelism is the offense of Christianity.
所以在, 这个基督教里面, 宣道是, 算是好像在公, 上公一样。
And apologetic is the defense of Christianity.
那卫道是这个防卫。
That's why quite often, right, the Bible teaches be ready in season, out of season to answer, right, to defend our faith.
所以圣经经常才会讲到得时跟不得时的时候都要知道怎么回答。
That's why nowadays we can see when we teach the younger people,
所以今天我们在教导年轻一辈的时候,
it's good to teach them the word of God.
我们知道要教导他们神的道是很好的,
but we never teach them to defend their faith.
但是我们很少时间教他们怎么来这个卫道。
So that's why during this last SSC,
所以在这一次的学生联会,
we also have apologetics.
我们也有这个卫道学的课。
And to our surprise, every single one of them love apologetics, right?
那其实让我们很惊讶的是说, 所有的学员都非常喜欢这一堂课。
Because when they come here to do role play,
因为他们上来做这个角色扮演的时候,
and we ask them pertain to their faith,
我们就问他们关于信仰的问题,
they really feel so excited to defend their faith, right?
他们就很兴奋地想要来, 维护自己的信仰。
So the same thing for us.
对我们来说也是一样的。
For example,
比如说,
we always said, oh, we believe in one true, one true God.
我们总是说我们相信独一真神。
And then we say, oh, those Trinitarian, they believe in, you know, three gods.
我们就说这些相信三位一体的人是相信三个神。
See, making that statement is a wrong statement.
那如果我们这样说的话, 这是错误的。
Actually, Trinitarian also try to prove one true God.
因为其实这个相信三位一体的也是想要证明就只有独一真神。
But they use three, right, to prove one true God.
但是他们是用三个体来证明说就只有一个神。
So in other words, if you and I cannot answer, okay, what are the differences between our one true God and their one true God?
所以如果我们没有办法回答说我们所相信独一真神跟他们相信的独一真神差别在哪里就不行。
And if we cannot defend our faith,
所以如果我们没有办法为自己的信仰来, 这个做防备,
and then we become very confused.
我们就会自己感到很迷惑。
Why? Because when we listen to other people,
因为我们在听其他人讲话的时候,
don't think other people do not know the Bible.
我们不要以为其他人不懂圣经。
See, they also know the Bible really well.
其实其他人也非常懂圣经。
But one thing they lack the promised Holy Spirit.
但他们所缺乏的一件事就是应许的圣灵。
So that's why you and I, if we feel God's Spirit, when they speak concerning things, especially when they use the Bible, this is a wonderful thing. Like if they use the Bible to share with us and stuff like that, that's a wonderful thing. Why? Because we also use the Bible.
所以如果我们可以被圣灵充满, 那如果对方要跟我们谈道理, 他们也用圣经的话, 这是非常好的, 因为至少我们可以都讲神的道。
For example, you know, we can do apologetics with, for example, with other Christian denominations.
比如说我们在卫道的时候可以跟基督教派的基督徒来卫道。
Maybe next year when we do, you know, when we do a scheduling for seminar, we can do apologetics with Buddhism, for example.
那比如说下次我们有卫道学的这个讲习会，我们可以跟这个佛教徒来做卫道。
Or with the Catholic Church.
或是跟天主教。
Or with the Baptist Church.
或是跟这个浸信会的。
Then you and I can practice this.
我们就可以来练习。
So when we practice this, then when we encounter our friends and relatives, they also in other faiths.
所以我们练习之后，我们 会遇到我们的家人或是朋友是有不同信仰的。
So that's why we really must be experts.
所以我们必须在这上面, 成为专家,
to be able to defend our faith.
知道怎么护, 护卫自己的信仰。
Okay, let's go to the next one.
我们到看下一片。
Okay, technical difficulty. Oh, here we go. Right. Be an expert, right?
我们必须成为专家。
The first thing we need to know our enemy.
我们需要做的第一件事情是认识我们的敌人。
You can see If you look at, I don't know if you watch basketball or not, right?
我不知道你们有没有看这个篮球赛。
Actually, let's talk about football. Let's talk about American football. 美式足球。 Because I love the New England Patriots, right?
因为我非常喜欢这个 New England Patriots 这队。
The New England Patriots, if you look at their players,
如果我们看这个 New England Patriots 这个球队,
there's no one that is really, really great.
他们在这个球队里面没有任何球员是非常的凸显。
But I think 3 out of 6 years, or 3 out of 7, they won the Super Bowl.
但是在这个7年当中，有3年他们都赢了Super Bowl.
Why the team built to win the Super Bowl?
为什么他们这个球队有办法一直赢冠军？
Anybody can guess? Anybody guess?
有人可以猜对吗？
Why?
为什么他们可以一直赢这个冠军赛？
They have Tom Brady.
因为他们有Tom Brady吗？
Actually, Tom Brady, he's the slowest quarterback in NFL, you know. He's very slow.
Tom Brady 是这个美国美式足球里面最慢的一个这个球员.
Actually, compare, right? Tom Brady, other quarterback, actually, he's good, but he's not something so great, right?
如果你把 Tom Brady 跟其他队的这些人做相比的话, 其实他算是蛮好的球员, 但是不是最厉害的.
But the team make him great.
但是他的球队让他变得很棒。
But really, why do you think, if you look, why do you think that they won? Because actually the coach, Coach Belichick.
如果你真的去观察说为什么他们一直可以胜利的话, 是因为他们的教练。
And why he's so good being a coach?
为什么他们的教练这么好呢?
Because he's very good knowing his enemy.
因为他们这个教练都会去认识他们的敌对。
You know, because quite often before the first half, they would be losing, right?
因为经常在这个球赛的第一半他们都会开始打输。
Then after the second half, I mean after the first half, they come back for the second half.
但是第一半结束他们这个第二半上是再去打球的时候,
they would win.
他们就会赢。
It's not the players.
所以不是球员。
It's how the coach, when they review the tape, they review all the plays, then they know, oh, this is the enemies like this, this is how they work, then that's why they can win ball games.
是因为他们的教练 看完第一半的这个敌对是怎么去打球的时候，他们就知道怎么去对付他们。
And being Christian is the same thing.
所以当一位基督徒也是一样。
If we do not know our enemy,
如果我们不认识我们的敌人,
how can we defend against our faith?
我们怎么可以来维护自己的信仰?
Just like in a basketball game,
就好像篮球赛一样。
They all have different kind of plays.
每个人都有不同的这个职位。
If you know what they're going to run, you know what kind of play they're going to play, then it's very easy to have defense against them, right?
如果你知道 敌对要怎么去打球, 就很容易知道怎么防备。
For example, in football,
比如说在美式足球,
I don't know, you guys, this, can you guys make sense of an example? Maybe football is not the...
如果我讲美式足球的一些例子的话, 大家听得懂吗?
Football, there's a position called middle linebacker.
在美式足球里面有一个职位叫做这个 middle linebacker.
You know, the middle line, middle linebacker, the one that who so good, they can beat the defense, right? They can read the defense very clearly.
因为很会打这个职位的球员，他是可以看出敌对的这个敌对是怎么来防备的。
And the one who's really, really good, even in the middle of the play, the way they shift the offense, and he can look at it, he can see what kind of play they're going to run, then he can call the defense right in the middle of the play, right? And that's why he's so good.
最厉害的这些球员, 开始打球的时候就知道说敌对是怎么要怎么来攻打他们，所以他们就可以马上把他们的这个防卫转移到正确的地方。
So for example, in our faith,
所以在我们信仰上,
know an enemy.
我们必须认识我们的敌人。
And an enemy is not one another.
那我们的敌人不是我们的教会的彼此对方。
Our enemy is Satan.
我们的敌人是撒旦。
So if Satan, you know, use one another, use each other, kill each other, we think we are upset with one another, we don't love one another, and then Satan, he fulfills his purpose.
如果撒旦利用我们来彼此伤害、彼此杀害的话，那这个撒旦的目标就达成。
Why? Because quite often Satan is the one that move and divide against brothers and sisters.
因为时常是撒旦想要把弟兄姐妹制造纷争，然后让弟兄姐妹有分裂。
And then the next one.
下一点。
Know our goals.
我们必须认识我们的目标。
It's very important.
这很重要。
So when we go and preach the gospel,
所以我们出去传福音的时候,
and what is our goal?
我们的目标是什么?
Do we want to fill their stomach?
我们是让他们可以肚子填饱吗?
Or do we want to save their soul?
还是我们想要拯救他们的灵魂?
But why? Because Whatever goal we have in mind, that's what we're going to do, like the process we're going to do it.
因为我们会有什么目标, 我们就会怎么去执行。
For example, the first time I went to Africa,
比如说我第一次去非洲的时候,
that first time we went is only to preach. We just go everywhere to preach.
我第一次去的时候, 我们唯一的目标就是传福音,
and that was our goal.
我们的目标就是要传福音。
We didn't baptize anybody.
我们没有去, 让任何人受洗。
We just go and evangelize to all the new area.
我们就全部新的开拓地区去传福音。
Then those who went after us, they went there, their goal is to baptize.
那我们这一批, 去完之后, 下一批的这些工作人员, 主要目标就是去, 受洗。
So they baptized all the one they went there to preach to.
所以他们到那边的时候就, 让那些我们所, 我们传福音的对象来让他们接受洗礼。
And the second trip I went there,
所以我去的第二次,
it's only to baptize.
只是去那里来让大家受洗。
So those who true seek have been come to our churches and that, so we go there and just baptize people.
所以我们去那里的时候就一直帮人受洗。
And during that 1 month, we baptized over 120 people.
所以有一个月我们, 帮大概120个人受洗。
Why? Because we go there to baptize.
因为我们去那里的目的就是帮那些人受洗。
That's why you know our goal.
所以我们必须认识我们的目标。
Our goal is to turn people from darkness to light.
我们的目标是把人从黑暗带到光明。
Our goal is to turn people from the hand of Satan to the hand of God.
我们的目标是把人从撒旦的掌握之下带到神的这个权柄之下。
Our goal is to bring people from eternal condemnation to eternal life.
我们的目标是把人从永远的刑罚带到永生。
If we as Christians lose this goal,
如果身为基督徒我们失去我们的目标,
then we cannot be a good apologetist.
我们就不能当一个很好的这个
apologist,
一个卫道者。
We cannot be good.
我们就不能,
why? Because we lose our goal already.
很有效, 因为我们已经失去我们的目标。
Then the next one. Know our weapons.
我们必须认识我们的武器。
It's also very important.
这也很重要。
If we do apologetics and we don't know our weapon,
如果我们要卫道, 但是我们不晓得我们的武器是什么,
then we can never defend our faith.
我们就没有办法来护卫我们自己的信仰。
And we know our weapon is what? Is the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
那我们也知道我们的武器就是神的道, 还有神的灵。
Any question, any thought between these three things?
那在这三点上有没有任何问题?
Anything, any question, any thought?
有没有任何问题?
Okay, let's go to the next one. I'm sorry I go a little bit faster because it's like all basic stuff, right? That you and I should know.
抱歉我这个速度有点快,因为我觉得这些都是很基本的一些东西,大家可能都已经知道了。
Because we want to get into apologetics.
因为我们想要赶快到这个味道的这些要点。
And we need also to be filled with the Word of God.
我们也必须被神的道充满。
Because the Word of God will sanctify us.
因为神的道会让我们成圣。
Now when we go to an evangelize to others,
我们出去来传福音的时候,
when we do apologetics,
我们来卫道的时候,
quite often we can be conformed, right? And be, you know, and we'll lose our faith.
时常我们很容易会被别人, 反而被别人, 被别人, 改化, 然后我们自己就失去信仰。
If people keep continually ask us questions, and we have no answer to it, if we continue to be like this,
如果一直这样子的话,
and then sooner or later,
迟早,
we will fall into, you know, because we feel there's no answer, then they must be right. There's people asking us must be right.
因为我们就会感觉好像我们都没有答案, 所以问我们这些问题的人一定是对的。
So that's why if we are not sanctified,
所以如果我们没有被神的道,
what is the word sanctification mean? Sanctify mean?
那成圣这个意思是什么呢?
What is the word sanctify mean?
成圣是什么意思呢?
Okay, to be cleansed. Okay, to be cleansed.
是变为洁净。
But sanctify is to set apart.
那成圣本身的意思,
right? To set apart.
是分开, 分为, 分别。 分别到一边,
this means to separate ourselves. So sometimes evangelism, you know, evangelizing, doing apologetics, we cannot separate ourselves from, you know, from those who we answer to, from those we evangelize to. Then what happens? We become conformed to them. Then we'll lose our faith.
但是有时候我们在宣道的时候，或是我们在卫道的时候，因为我们没有办法把自己分别出来，所以反而我们自己被这个被改化。
And be filled with the word of God is also what? To pierce people's heart.
那被神的道充满也是要来扎人的心。
Now when we do apologetics,
我们在慰道的时候,
and when we answer people's question,
我们来回答别人的问题的时候,
if we're not filled with God's word,
如果没有被神的道充满,
we cannot pierce their heart.
我们没有办法使人扎心,
if we cannot pierce their heart, their heart,
人的心没有被扎到,
this means that defense will be poor.
就是说我们的这个防卫其实很差。
Okay, next one. And give us a victory over Satan. Because Satan will always throw things at us.
因为撒旦会一直, 用武器来,
and most of the time with Satan, we must play defense, not often.
那跟撒旦,
why? Because if you look at the, let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章
Verse 11 Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11 Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
要穿戴神所赐全副军装就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
And then we see verse 12.
那我们看第12节。
We are not rushing against flesh and blood.
因为我们并不是, 与属血气的征战,
but against principality and powers.
乃是与那些, 执政的,
against the rule of darkness of this age.
掌权的管辖这, 幽阴世界的,
against the spiritual host. So here when fighting against Satan in Ephesians chapter 6, it's all about putting the whole armor. Putting the armor means defense. Right? Why? Because Satan's always be attacking us. You can see when Satan tempted our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以看到当撒旦来试探主耶稣的时候,
Three times our Lord Jesus Christ defends his, what he believes.
我们看到三次主耶稣必须来防卫他所相信的,
and he used the word of God.
所以他是用神的道来做防卫,
as the whole armor of God.
来作为神的这个全副军装.
Next one.
再看下一片.
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满.
No, sometimes when we do apologetics,
有时候我们在做卫道学的时候,
we really need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们必须被圣灵充满,
because the Holy Spirit will give us power.
因为圣灵会赐给我们力量.
Yeah, because the Holy Spirit, of course, is the master of the sword. Right?
因为圣灵就是神的, 是这个剑的主人.
And the sword is the word of God.
那宝剑就是神的道.
And sword is not only to do offense but also defense, right?
那宝剑不只是要进攻, 也是来防卫的.
Just like the word of God.
就像神的道一样.
That's why it's double-edged sword.
所以这个宝剑才是有两刃的.
We can use for offense and defense.
因为可以用来攻击, 也可以用来防卫.
And also it gives life to the word.
那圣灵也会赐生命给道.
So when you and I answer to people who have questions,
所以当我们回答那些有疑问的人的时候,
if we don't have the Holy Spirit,
如果我们没有圣灵,
the Spirit will not be able to make our word become alive and powerful.
圣灵就不能让我们所说的话有能力, 有生命,
just like in Ezekiel, right?
就好像在以西结书一样,
when the valley is full of dry bones,
当这个山谷都是有,
and
骨头,
with the word of God,
那全部都是骸骨,
and with the Spirit of God,
因为有神的道, 神的灵,
the dry bones became alive.
这些干燥的骸骨就有生命.
And also the Spirit is searching the deep things of God. Because when people ask us a certain question, if we don't search the deep things of God, it's very difficult to answer them. For example, if any one of you ask me about my wife,
如果有人问我关于我太太的事情,
I would be able to answer it.
我都有办法回答你.
I mean, I hope I'd be able to answer it.
Right.
Because I know her more than all of you.
So
as Christians, we must, the Spirit of God allow us to know the deep things of God.
It's
something that nobody else knows. And when they have a question pertaining to our God, we know exactly how to answer them.
So when someone asks us a question, we know exactly how to answer them.
and be filled with the love of God.
Why is it so
important to be filled with the love of God?
We only
play in defense.
I see.
The love of God will cause growth, right? Cause things to grow.
神的爱可以使, 这个成, 可以,
when somebody asks us a question, and we answer them,
我们回答他们,
but if we don't answer with love,
但是如果我们不是以爱心来回答,
and then the word of God really cannot grow in a person.
神的道就不能在一个人里面成长,
but if we answer people with love,
但是如果我们是以爱来回答,
and then they can feel and see that, wow, you know, this person not only they know what they're talking about, but they really, the way they answer, they're very humble, they're very loving.
对方就有办法感受到说, 这个人回答并不只是想要告诉我知识, 他是真的, 因为, 爱我, 关心我才会这样子回答我。
And really, this some of the things that you and I are lacking.
那其实这是我们很缺乏的一件事情。
If we have the truth inside a church,
如果我们在教会里面有真理,
we're not filled with God's Spirit.
我们有被圣灵充满,
we're not filled with God's love.
我们没有被神的圣灵充满,
and the way we answered,
也没有被神的爱充满,
instead of causing their heart to grow closer to Jesus Christ, we might kill them and hurt them.
我们不但不会让他们在神的道里面成长, 反而可能会杀害他们。
That's why love is so important.
所以爱才是这么重要的。
Of course, and cover multitude of sin.
那爱也可以, 盖过这个很多,
not only for us, but also for those we are doing apologetics with.
不但是为我们遮盖这个罪, 也是为我们在做这个味道的这些人的罪。
And love also gives the power to continue.
那爱也会给我们力量, 继续来味道。
And this is pretty much the brief. Any question, any thought at all before we go into apologetics?
那在这几点上有没有任何问题或是感想?
Any question, any thought?
有没有任何问题或是感想?
What time is going to end? Is 3 o'clock? Okay. So how many of us have done apologetics before? This means people ask us questions pertaining to our faith and we be able to answer them.
那我们在座有几个人有, 味道过, 就是说有人问我们问, 信仰上的问题, 我们有办法回答他们。
How many of us have done that before?
如果有做过这方面的事情的话, 请举手。
Yes. Okay. No? Yes? Yes? A little bit. Not. Any from this side? There must be people before ask us questions about our faith, right?
一定有人问过我们信仰上一些问题。
Why? I mean, even sometimes I go eat pho, and the lady next to me, we end up talking about, and then about our faith, right?
就有时候我去吃这个越南面，然后店里的人就会开始问我信仰上一些问题。
Actually, a lot of people out there, they love to talk about religion.
那其实事实上很多人都很喜欢谈宗教的一些事情。
It doesn't mean they love to talk about Christianity, but they talk about different religion.
当然不是说他们喜欢谈基督教的事情，但他们喜欢谈所有宗教的事情。
Because, I mean, when I go get my haircut,
因为我去剪头发的时候,
people talk about, you know, religion, talk about faith, right?
在那里很多人就会谈一些宗教，一些信仰上的东西。
So in other words, for us, this means we don't do enough evangelizing, right?
那对我们来说就是说我们没有, 很积极的去宣道。
If we don't do enough evangelizing, this means there's no apologetics.
因为如果我们没有很积极的去宣道, 那就没有味道的这个必要。
Why? Because only when we go out to evangelize, then people will ask us pertaining to our faith.
因为就是我们出去宣道的时候, 才会有人问我们, 关于我们信仰的一些事情。
But what are some of the difficulties, you know, when we try and do apologetics? What are some of the difficulties?
那我们在味道的时候, 有哪些困难呢?
Any thought?
有没有任何,
you guys fall asleep?
感想, 大家是不是快睡着了?
Yes, yes, yes.
有时候,
yes.
有时候开始味道开始讨论的时候, 到最后变成在吵架, 因为有不同的观点。
Yes, that one, the biggest mistake when we do apologetics, we end up arguing with that person, right?
那其实味道学上, 其中一个最大的, 容易犯错的地方就是到最后跟我们在味道的人, 开始吵起来。
So if apologetics means to be, you know, to say that I'm sorry, I apologize, then why are we arguing with people?
那如果味道学这个字本身是好像在 在求人量的话, 那我们怎么会跟对方吵起来呢?
Well, for example, one time I was one of the churches and a truth seeker, she's a Buddhist.
那有一次我在跟一个这个慕道者在谈话, 她是一个佛教徒。
And she's like, yeah, Buddhism is much better than Christianity.
那她就跟我说, 这个佛教比基督教好太多了。
And what do I say?
那我说什么呢?
Buddhism, if you're a Buddha, you cannot go to heaven.
我会跟他说, 你是佛教徒的话, 你不能上天堂。
Am I going to say that?
我是这样子跟他说吗?
No. 不是。 If I say that, I would argue with her right away, right?
如果直接跟他说, 你不能得救, 那他就会跟我吵起来。
What should we say?
那我们应该怎么回答呢?
If a person say, wow, Buddhism is way better than Christianity.
如果有人跟我们说, 佛教比基督教好太多了。
How should we answer?
我们要怎么回答他们呢?
How should we answer, sister?
我们应该怎么回答呢?
Yes. Yes.
Well, because how do I answer? I don't really know.
I don't really know. Yes, yes.
I know it's better, but
what's better? Buddhism is better than Christianity.
No,
Christianity.
It's true.
Okay.
I know it's true.
Okay. No, actually, you're being honest, actually. A lot of time we know that Christianity is true and we believe, but we don't know how to defend it, right? We don't know what to say when people... So how would you say it, sister? What would you say to her?
Probably the first ask of why.
Okay.
Thinking about the, Buddha is better than Christian. From her perspective.
那我回答第一个方法就是我可能会问他们说, 为什么你觉得佛教比基督教还要好呢?
And that is good, right? To know, why do you think that is? Right?
这是一个很好的回答方法,我们可以问他们说, 那你为什么是这样子想呢?
What do you think? What would you say to her? By method.
That was my first question.
Okay.
那我会回答的第一个问题也是这个。
Yes.
Sometimes, by hearing what the reasons are, mm-hmm.
那有时候也是要看情况，因为看对方是怎么问问题， 我们就要知道怎么去回答。
Yeah, it's true. If you ask them, oh, give me some reason, right? But if you ask them to give me some reason, this means we don't know too much about Buddhism. Even they say something, do we know it's true or not? Right?
如果我们问他们说, 那你们可不可以告诉我一些, 你认为说为什么佛教比基督教好的理由, 有时候我们这样子问, 因为我们本身自己对佛教没有什么概念, 那这样子, 他们说什么我们都不晓得是对还是错。
So during the time I tell, oh, yeah, there's a lot of good point in Buddhism, right?
那当这个这次我跟那个人讨论佛教的时候，他跟我说佛教很好。
For example, if you're a true Buddhist, you cannot kill any kind of living thing. Wow, that's very wonderful. And I say, and I love, I mean, I can't even kill a cockroach because I love living things, and it's true.
那我就跟他分享说。 佛教真的很好，佛教里面有很多很好的这些观念，比如说在佛这个佛学里面不能杀害任何有生命的这些东西。那我本身自己很讨厌杀生，我连蟑螂都不想杀。But
if you go through the precept, you know, people who believe in, you know, practice Buddhism, they go to the precept, actually there's no way it's bad at Christianity. So when we end up discussing about and stuff like that, the conclusion of Buddhism, everything is suffering. Birth is a suffering, right? Grown old is suffering, death is suffering, everything is suffering, right? How can that be so good?
但是如果我们真的跟这个佛教徒来慢慢来分析来讨论这个佛学的话, 发现说到最后的结论是一切都是苦, 不管是生还是死都是痛苦, 那生命就没有任何意义。
I see, so in other words, no matter what they say to us, don't get into an argument.
但是重点是说, 不管他们对我们说什么,
and the same thing when we between our brothers and sisters.
那在跟弟兄姐妹谈话的时候也是一样。
When we look at the Bible, we're going to interpret it differently.
我们在看圣经的时候，有时候都有不同解释的方法。
But when it's nothing to do with really a basic doctrine, then let it be.
但如果跟我们的基本信仰没有关系的话，那也不用去吵。
Because sometimes, for example, you know, the parable of the Good Samaritan. Right?
因为比如说有时候在讲这个撒玛利亚人的比喻。
Some people say what the man, you know, came from Jerusalem down to Jericho, right?
有时候有人说在比喻里面，这个从耶利哥城到耶路撒冷的这个人。
So the reason the man got robbed because he's weak in his faith. He came from Jerusalem down to Jericho, right? This means his faith has declined, right?
在比喻里面，这个犹太人是从耶路撒冷。 要走到耶利哥城，所以有些人解释就说，看这个人被这个强盗抢，是因为他信仰很弱，因为他是要从耶路撒冷跑到耶利哥城。
Is that true?
但是这是真实的吗？
Is that true?
这是正确的吗？
Even it's true or not true, it doesn't really matter.
就算这是对还是错， right? 其实这个不是重点。
But because the parable is about the Good Samaritan, right? It's about the Good Samaritan.
比喻是在讲这个撒玛利亚人的事情。
So we focus on the Good Samaritan. What can we learn from him?
所以要把焦点放在这个撒玛利亚人，要从他身上可以学习。
So quite often, just like when people, you know, our brothers and sisters, for example, if they get to an accident, right?
比如说，好像如果有弟兄姐妹有车祸，
some people say, oh, they must sin against God. That's why they crash their car.
有些人可能会说，哦，一定是他们有得罪神，所以才会发生车祸。
I mean, should we say that?
我们应该这样子说吗？
No, because overall, we don't know why God allowed them to crash their car.
我们不应该这样子说，因为我们不晓得为什么神允许他们就发生车祸。
So we don't know why the man fall among thieves, you know, came from Jerusalem. We don't know why exactly. Maybe he just walked that way, the thieves just came by and robbed him. That's it. As simple as that.
所以在比喻里面，我们也不晓得为什么这个人会被强盗攻打，因为他只是在路上走，可能刚好强盗在那里，他就被抢。
So that's why it's very important. When we do an apologetics, the first thing, don't argue. There's nothing to argue about.
我们在做卫道学的时候，最重要的就是最重要要知道，第一点就是不要来吵架。
And then sometimes when we get to an argument, we get so, you know, excited, right, so tense, then we defeat the purpose. What is the goal? The goal is not to argue against the, you know, those who ask us questions, right?
有时候我们在做卫道的时候，然后开始吵架起来，我们就开始很兴奋，然后 就到吵起来之后，我们就失去我们的目的，因为我们原本是要来宣道，但是到最后却变成吵架。And
what other difficulties do we find when we do apologetics?
那在卫道的时候还有什么其他的困难呢？
Yes, brother. What's that?
Sharing too much information.
Yes. Yes.
另外一个问题就是困难，就是有时候我们会分享太多的。
Can you give an example?
太多的东西。 有一次我在这个购物中心，然后有人就跑到我面前想要跟我传教，所以他就讲一个其中一个题目，然后我就开始来辩护这个题目，但是他却一直想要转换这个题目。 因为我每次这个解释完其中一个话题，他就想赶到赶快转换到另外一个话题，到最后他就一直在转换。那就好像我们刚开始说，如果没有目标的话，到最后只是一直在说话而已。And
that's a very good point, right?
那这也是很好的一点。I
remember in Boston Prayer House, we wanted to buy a church. There's a community church.
我记得我们在波士顿的时候，有一次要买一个这个会堂。So
when they asked and say, "Oh, we want to know your basic beliefs," right?
那所以卖我们会堂的人就问我们说，我们想了解你们的基本信仰。Because
they don't want to bring a cult into the community.
因为他们不想把一个异端有这个邪教带到这个社区里面。So
instead, we give them our basic beliefs as something very simple, like the pamphlet is very simple, baptism stuff. We give them like those huge, the big book, right? Our basic belief.
但是我们却没有给他我们基本信仰这个传单，很简单的这个传单。我们把他我们整个这个教义的这个很厚的一本书给他们。And
the reason we gave them that, we say, oh, hoping that they come to believe, they also they change and convert to our church, right? Things like that. That's our thought, right?
那我们给他那么厚的一本这个教义的这个书，是因为希望他们参考之后也可以来到我们教会来信我们的教义。But
when they read that basic belief, they were so confused.
但他们读了这本书之后，他们自己又感到非常的迷惑。And
on the end, they said, "Okay, we cannot sell this church to you because, you know, the basic belief that you have you know, we really don't believe in any, you know, in most of it, right?
那到最后他们就说我们不能把会堂卖给你们，因为我们看了你们的这些教义，我们都完全不相信。
So we're not able to buy the church.
所以那时候我们就没有办法买下那个会
堂。But if we give them just the simple, you know, basic belief like baptism, you know, things like that, that would be fine. Really, that would be fine. Just too much information, and they, if they don't have the Holy Spirit, and they read it, they cannot understand it.
那个时候如果我们只给他们这个很简单的这个传单的话应该就没有问题，但是那时候因为我们给他很厚的一本书，给他们太多资讯，所以他们因为没有圣灵的指导 也看不懂。
Because sometimes we talk and we defending our faith, we try to give them so much information, but we don't realize actually they don't know what you're talking about, right?
有时候我们在卫道的时候就很想要一直给对方很多的不同的这个资讯，但是都没有发现说其实对方也听不懂。
What else? What else?
那还有什么困难呢？有什么困处
？What else? Yes. Oh, okay, okay, yes. Right, right. So sometimes when we do, you know, when we defending our faith, and the person become very excited, become very argumental, what should we do? What should we do?
那另外一个问题是，有时候我们在开始卫道的时候。对方就开始非常的激动，那开始要跟我们吵起来，那怎么办呢
？So we are the one that defending our faith, and we are very calm and everything, but the person get very excited, start to yell, this and that. What should we do?
那在跟对方谈话的时候，味道的人是我们，我们是非常的平静，但是对方却变得很激动，要开始跟我们吵架，我们应该是怎么去反应呢
？What should we do?
我们应该有哪一种反应呢？
Say God bless you. See you next time, right?
他说愿神祝福你，我们下次再见吧。
Now that is very true, right?
那其实这也是经常会发生的。
Actually, a lot of time when I speak to truth seekers, when I'm trying to explain to them something in the Bible, but they just don't want to hear, they don't want to see, they don't want to read it, then I told them, I'm sorry, if we don't use the Bible to really share with one another, then we really cannot talk. As simple as that.
有时候我在跟慕道者谈话的时候。我想要解释给他们圣经的一些道理，但是对方却不想听，我就跟他说很抱歉，因为如果你不想听这个圣经里面的东西，我们就没有什么东西可以讨论。
What else? What are difficulties we encounter?
那我们还有面临什么困难呢
？Yes.
I have a question. One time I went online and then I searched about our church on Google. And then most of the search results were all talking about how our church is a cult and different information like that. And when you read all these search results, you just get really frustrated inside.But then I heard one of the pastors in his sermon told us in his sermon that when you hear all these things, you don't have to go argue with people. But if we don't explain it clearly to these people who are writing these things, then when they go back to their church,they can't tell people that all these things are wrong. But they already write these things on the internet. So, because other Christian denominations or other Christians also see these search results online, so they just tell us that you must be a cult because we read these things. So, from the standpoint of apologetics, what should we do when there's these things online and a lot of other Christians base their view on us on these things online?
Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago.
我记得在几年前,
because during this time, actually, the LM ministry, which in TJC, we want to see how can we deal with all these false accusations or false statements about our church.
那时候这个总会的这个宣道部在讨论说我们要怎么去去应付这个网络上很多这些诽谤的这些话呢?
So then they designate a person to go and just answer, right? All the things, the questions that they just answer on a computer.
他们那时候就有指定其中一个人来回答所有网络上的任何的问题。
For example, if somebody says something that's bad about our church and then they look at what's the reason, then we would write it, why they're incorrect. Right.
比如说，如果刚好在一个网站上有人写说我们教会是怎样怎样，但是写错，那被指定的这个人，宣道部的人，他就会看他们写的原因，然后再写一个回信给他们，告诉他们说为什么你们这样的说法是错的。
And then they write it, then a couple of days later, someone just delete everything. Right.
那他们如果在这个网络上回言，然后来解释我们教会的观点的话，过几天后。这个网站就会把这个回言删掉。
So it happened over and over, and then they're like, there's no way we can catch up with the technology, right?
那因为每次这样子做都是有同样的事情发生，然后过了几次之后，我们就发现说我们真的跟不上这个科技。
Yeah, I remember one time I was playing golf, and I talked to this other pastor.
我记得有一次我在打高尔夫球，我就跟另外教会的一个传道在谈话。
And he's from Taiwan.
另外教会的一个牧师。
I'm talking about not our church pastor, another pastor.
一个外教会。从台湾来的一个牧师。
And then he said, "Oh, what church are you from?"
那这个牧师就问我说，你是哪一个教会来的呢
？And I say, "Oh, True Jesus Church."
我就跟他说，真耶稣教会。
And then he said, "Oh, you guys have many churches in Taiwan, right?" And I explained to him things like that.
那他就跟我说，你们在台湾有很多间教会，然后就开始跟他讨论。
And after that, actually, he didn't want to talk to me anymore.
但是跟他解释完，他就不再想跟我说。
Because he's telling me, "Yeah, that you guys are cult and this and that, right?"
那时候他就跟我说你们是邪教，然后就说你们怎样怎样。
But what am I going to say?
那时候我可以说什么呢
？Because of course I tried to talk to him here and there, but overall he just already put in his head that we are cult and he doesn't really want to talk religion anymore, right?
当然那时候我试着想要跟他解释一些东西，但是因为他心里已经认定说我们是邪教，所以他就不想再听了。
So now in that sense, I think we have no, it's very little we can do. That's the conclusion.
那其实所以结论是在这种场合底下，我们真的不能做太多。
I mean, in this country, they have freedom of speech, right? So anyone can say about anything about anybody, and it's not a problem, right?
因为在这个国家，大家可以自己发有自由发言权，所以其他人说什么，我们其实也不能做太多。
So in other words, for us, we just do our best to, to defend our faith in our little corner, right? That's all. Right?
所以对我们来说，我们要做的就是至少对我们个人的信仰来说，要好好的防卫。
And if we do that in every little corners, ourselves, then sooner or later, maybe, it will go out to everybody else too. Right? That is our hope.
如果我们在我们自己的角落有做好这个卫道的工作，希望迟早这个也会传出去的。
Yeah, sister.
No, 我的问题是，很多时候我觉得有机会可以来分享道理的时候，我觉得自己没有准备好什么去回答，所以我很高兴说今天我们有这个课程。
Actually, that is the number one problem.
那其实这个是最常发生的一种问题。
The number one problem is that when someone is ready, they want to ask us to talk us, but we are not ready.
味道上发生最常的问题就是。如果有人想问问题的时候，但是我们却没有准备好什么去回答。
And quite often we think, oh, why don't you come to church next week? Next week a pastor is going to be here. Why don't you come next week, right?
时常我们就会跟对方说，你可以下个礼拜再来问我吗？下个礼拜我们传道会在。
Actually, yeah, we cannot say that.
但是我们不应该这样子说。
Because they are here for this week.
因为他们这个礼拜在这里。
And every brother and sister in church, at least one of us should be able to answer that person's question.
因为在教会每个弟兄姐妹或是至少其中一个弟兄姐妹应该有办法回答这个人的问题。
And maybe if you tell them, come next week, maybe they're never going to come back again, right?
如果我们跟他说你可以下个礼拜再来的话，可能他再也不会来。
That's why the Bible says, be ready in season, out of season, what? To answer, right? The faith that's in us.
所以圣经才会讲说得时跟不得时都要准备好随时要来回答。
It's not only how much we know the Bible that we can answer these people.
那我们要回答这些问题，不只是我们多懂圣经。
But rather, we also must be filled with God's Spirit.
反而，但不但是这样子，我们还必须被神的灵充满。
Because I remember one time.
我记得有一次。
I really want to preach the gospel to one of my co-workers.
我真的很想传福音给我的工作上的一个同事。
But I know he's a Christian for many years.
但是我知道我这个同事已经。
And for me, I just came to Christ.
很多年的一个基督徒，但是我才刚
信主。There's no way I can defend my faith to him.
我就。绝对不可能可以好好的防卫我自己。
But I know I'm going to quit my job soon, so I want to preach to him.
但是我知道那时候我快要辞掉我的工作，所以我
就想
要传福音给他。
Then one day he just come to my office.
那有一天这个同事就到我的办公室。
And he was just, you know, he just feeling sad, he's feeling disappointed and frustrated.
他那时候感到非常的忧伤，非常的生气。
And he told me, I really just want to be like Moses, right? That's what he told me.
他那时候就跟我跑我办公室来跟我说，我真的希望我像摩西一样。
And I say why? I say he's like, oh, I just want to be in the mountain alone with God, right? That's what he said.
那我问他为什么你想当摩西呢？他说我只想像我只想跟摩西一样，可以一个人在山上跟神谈话。
And then the time we spoke about God for 3 hours.
那次我就跟他谈神的事情，谈了三个小
时。And the Holy Spirit was moving him so much.
那时候圣灵一直在感动他。
It seemed like every question he asked me, I know the answer. You know, I don't really know the Bible, right?
那就感觉好像他问我每一个问题，我都知道怎么去回答。那时候我真的不是很懂圣经。
But just God really gave me the wisdom to understand His question and will answer Him.
但是神就赐给我智慧，知道怎么去回答他所想问的问题。
So that's why not only to have God's Spirit inside of us, but also we also have the Word of God inside of us also.
So we 不但要有神的圣灵在我们里面，也要有神的道在我们里面。
Okay, is any other question? Any other question?
还有什么问题吗？
any other question?
What's
that?
What happened to your friend?
Oh, he was so excited to come to church. Right, after that.
这个同事他跟我谈完话，他是。非常兴奋，想要来我们教会。
Then he had pneumonia for 2 weeks.
但是之后他就生病两个礼拜。
Couldn't even get out of bed.
就没有办法这个出来。
And after that, he lost his zeal. He no more longer want to come to church.
那生病完他就不再热心想要来教会。
Yeah, okay, so it's Satan's work, right? It's Satan's work.
这也是撒旦的工作。
Yeah. Any other question? Any other comment? Why we don't do apologetics or why, you know?
那还有任何问题？说为什么？任何困难？我们为什么没有在卫道的
？Okay, let's take
原因吗
？Let's take a 20-minute break.
我们现在来休息20分钟。
Then we come back, then we, you know, we can just sing hymns and then we're gonna pray together, right?
我们唱个赞美诗，然后再一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray, sir.
我们一起默祷。
Amen. Let's take a break until 3 o'clock. We're going to ring the bell.
我们先休息到三点，然后再回到会堂来一起祷告。
How's it sound from here? It's good, right? Okay, so it gets better here then.